All right, Celeste Iacoboni in the studio here with us, and I think I've referred to an epic conversation, many segments all around how do you pray? And I couldn't think of a worthier subject to engage in, and I put you on pause a little while ago when you were about to read your mother's prayer, which is at the very end of the book, I believe, or close to the end of the book. Millie, who's been in the studio with us, Millie Iacoboni. So let me turn it over to you and say whatever you would as we were talking about honoring our parents and those who were in the chain to of the creation that we're here to be grateful for this moment of breath and life and communication and the frequency that we've created here in about an hour and a half together.
Well, of course, I am so grateful to my mother for the gift of life. And she has been such a friend. Since I had this vision for this book and prayerful exchange, she has been such a part of it, so supportive. And she was one of the first contributors to the book. She hand wrote her contribution and sent it to me in the mail. And it is very beautiful. And I'm going to share it here. Millie Iacoboni. As I awaken each morning, I am surprised and happy because I am still here after 92 years. I talk to God, or sometimes to Mother Nature, or to Creator of all things. It's all the same to me, but mostly to God because way back then it was only God. I give thanks for another day on this beautiful and mysterious planet. My first prayer is for my children and grandson. Thank you, God, for their very good health, and may they always have love, compassion, and laughter. Throughout the day, I give thanks for many, many things as they happen. I ask for help as I hear a crying, hurting dog, as I hear and see threats of an oncoming storm, as I hear of a sick neighbor, and as I drive by a curled-up man lying in the street. My day is filled with prayers. Each night, I sit on my bed and give thanks for the past day. I ask for these people killing wars to end and for the military to return home to loved ones, and I pray they can live a good, healthy life regardless of the horrible memories of war. And please, God, may we not have future wars? I pray at this time especially, may our politicians be more worthy of the titles and positions they hold. I feel each contributor to this book is a link in the chain of world love, a chain with no end. Many thanks, and always, my unconditional love.
Very, very nice. I know Millie doesn't have a microphone because she's been wanting to be quiet back there. Anything you want to say to your daughter or to me in closing here? And I'll translate.
I love my daughter. I am proud. I didn't know she had such capabilities to be a speaker, the grand speaker that she is.
All right, she
And
said.
to you, a very, very talented, understanding, and funny man. My pleasure.
Well, that was beautiful. I don't know whether you heard that, but Millie expressing the love of her daughter and the amazement at what her daughter is now doing with this book and speaking to other people. And she said she liked my sense of humor, amongst other things. My talent, you know. Thank you, Millie. I thought it'd be fun to go full circle back to one more reading here from the foreword and Mirabai Starr, because she does not list it as an official prayer in there, but she does.
She has a contribution as well.
She does.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm reading this one here. Here's my prayer: that you, like me, find guidance, inspiration, and fresh new ways of connecting to spirit amid the array of prayers and accounts collected here. May you, like me, discover that some days you are a theist and some days a pantheist, and that there is nothing wrong with this. Sometimes your God is father, sometimes mother, sometimes lover. Maybe you also encounter the Holy One in pure emptiness and speak to the Holy One without words. How you pray might change as the chapters of your life unfold, tragedy by tragedy, blessing by blessing, moment by moment. Underneath the shifting story is this other thing, this great secret, this deep stillness, this ecstatic song, in the face of which all we can do is fall to our knees in wonderment and bewilderment and praise and fall silent. So, is that what you're talking about that she contributed, or does she have another piece in there?
She has another piece.
Should we do that? Let's give Mirabai one more shot at this. This silence thing is something that we talked about refer to, that ultimately we all need to find the void, the emptiness, that suchness. And Mirabai is on page 171. So for those of you, I'm sure many of you have read her materials over the years and heard her on the radio show, but here, let's go back to this. How do I pray? Like this. I'm praying right now. Writing for me is prayer, dipping deep into the wellspring of my own secret heart, reaching and pausing and listening for the voice of the mystery and inviting it to speak through me, stringing together luminous words in hopes of offering something of beauty. Before I write, I light a candle and invoke the saints and prophets, the angels and the ancestors, and the great limitless emptiness that is plentitude. In this way, writing writes me, and prayer prays me. I think I'm just going to stop it there and give you a chance to say anything you want to and close. But as writers now, and you know, I've been doing my Rudy Raps for quite a while, and as I said to one of my mentors, I've written 1,000 books in my mind, and your first one is out in print, so I congratulate you.
Thank you. Yeah. As my mother said, and also Mirabai mentioned speaking, and I do feel spirit speaking through me right now, and spirit speaking through us. My prayer is that as we read the prayers of others, we get in touch with our deepest, truest prayers.
Mm-hmm. And to let these prayers be a co-creation. I love that prayer field metaphor that you spoke to earlier, and that remember that every thought that emanates from your finite mind, brain, self complex goes out there. And I think we talked about it earlier. Be careful what you pray for. You know, be loving, be kind.
Be aware.
Be aware. And be conscious about what you say and do and how you act, let alone the acts of separation and violence, the acts of perpetrations towards each other. You know, we're all one in the field. And believe me, trust this, that what you do and what you put out comes back to you in some way. The timelines that we talked about may be different than what you think, but there is cause and effect, relationships, there is karma, it all works. And as my Huna teacher taught me, choices, consequences. Choices, consequences. So be careful what you choose. And I thank you.
Thank you, Alan.
Okay.